We have Cannon on the phone. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What's going on? Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How's it going, Nikki? How's it going, Obadiah?
We're doing very well, and a happy new day for Cannon. His new song, Take It All The Way, finally gets added to Radio U starting today.
Nice. So, Cannon, you sound a lot nicer and more awake than most people we talk to on the phone.
And he was on time, so he's doing great.
So, what's the secret to being so nice this early in the morning?
It's called getting up earlier.
Okay.
You just get up.
So he just said you just get up, and we hear that.
Right.
But that is not always as easily done. Yeah, it's not for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, typically, so this isn't always normal for me. So, I mean, typically I would be up till about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning in the studio.
And that's more like it.
I'd sleep until like 2 p.m. because I've been up all night. As I've gotten older, my schedule has changed. And so I've gotten up a lot earlier now to get more done throughout the day. My life is just a little bit different. I have to kind of be a little bit more responsible. So I got to be up a little bit earlier. But that's all. Nothing huge.
Well, Nikki and I are also up at about 4 or 5 in the studio, but that's
because
we're in the morning getting up to come into the studio.
Oh, my goodness.
And there's not always a good attitude, I'll be honest with you with that, but that's all right.
Not always sounding as upbeat as Cannon does. So, Cannon, it's a little late, but happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm 27 now.
Congratulations, man. Now, look, was I seeing it correctly for your birthday?
How you celebrated?
You went to the gun range?
Yes. My wife took me to the gun range, and we just went to go have fun. She knows I like shooting up stuff and like blowing up stuff. So she took me to the gun range, and she was like, yeah, take whatever gun you want to shoot. I was like, yeah, I want this one. I got that semi-automatic shotgun. I was like, let's try this one out. And that got some kick to it.
So you didn't feel like with a name like Cannon, shooting guns for your birthday was too cliche?
Oh, yeah, true. Good call on that one.
I realized there was a theme because she took me to a restaurant called the Gun Show. And it was kind
of it's a theme birthday.
right. And so she, and it was a really, really dope restaurant. Yeah, it was a ton of different kinds of chefs, and they bring their specialty plates out, and they just keep bringing random different like entrees out for us to try. It was really good. But it was kind of a Cannon kind of day. It was like a shotgun kind of a day. I didn't know what was going to happen, but it was great. It was really great. She kept surprising me with different stuff. So yeah, it was fun.
Okay. So I'm looking at that picture of you on Facebook. Is that
at the gun range?
That gun that you're holding in your picture, that's a shotgun?
Yep. Yep, that was a semi-automatic shotgun. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Now,
dude.
Obi went to the gun range not too long ago. Did you shoot something like that?
No. I just got to shoot a couple of different 9mm.
I see.
That was, Cannon, I don't know how often you go to the gun range. For me, that was my first trip to the gun range.
Oh, man. My first trip, I think I shot something like a 45 or something like that. We shot a number of guns. We shot like some 45s and some 9s. A couple of different things. So, yeah.
Now, for my recent birthday, I had cake, but I didn't go to the gun range. So I feel like I've really left. I'm not as cool as you guys, apparently. I'm missing out.
Oh, man.
So, dude, when you go to the range, you just rent something. Like, do you have anything at home, or is this just like something you do for fun on the weekends?
Oh, no, I have stuff at home. I definitely keep things at home. I say.
That's the Cannon warning for everybody in case you find out where he's at.
That's right, dude. That's
yeah. We don't want any intruders. Because,
yeah.
It doesn't take much to aim with.
Gotcha.
Right on. So we're talking to Cannon. His new song adds today. You guys know that he did well in the Battle of the Buzz. Like, let's talk about stuff that's not gun related. I see that you, what have you been up to, man? Like, are you touring? What's new in Cannon's music world?
Oh, man. We have been traveling a lot lately, but we're not on tour. So praise God that I'm busy. That's always a good thing. Busy with work. But also, we have been working on this album. We're going to put out an album this year. And with this album, man, I'm going to be a lot more creative, a lot more open, a lot more vulnerable. I don't know, people always kind of say they're going to take it up a notch mm-hmm. with their album. But I think this is going to be really good for me. I think it's going to be very therapeutic, too, from a lot of stuff that I've been through the past year or whatever. My life has flipped upside down within the past year. And I think people have been eager to kind of see how my life is going to change or has been changed. So it's going to be great. It's going to be a new experience for me. I venture out and do different things with it. So, yeah.
Now, as you're talking about, like, doing different things and stuff, like, for you, is that more a matter of, like, being more lyrically open? Or is it a matter of, like, you've got musically, like, a style and kind of a different direction you want to go?
The whole nine.
Everything. Okay.
Everything. Yeah. I feel like the moment that people can predict where you are or who you are as an artist at all times, I kind of feel like that gets boring. So I don't want to be boring, and I don't want to be put in the box. I want to be able to be something as a surprise or a good taste in somebody's mouth that they haven't tasted before. And I just want to surprise them with a bang. I want to come in with a bang and leave with a bang. Pun intended.
I was going to say, now we've gone back to the shotgun and the earlier gun range reference. So. For sure.
Oh, man.
He knew he was doing that. He knew it.
All right, well, Cannon, it's been really good talking to you this morning. Now, do you have a target?
No,
date?
There you see it. Just, oh my goodness. It happens.
For the album, or is that just something you're going to get to later?
Typically, when I drop a project, it's in the fall. Okay. And historically, I've dropped everything in October. So I can't promise that it'll be in October, but I can say more than likely it's going to be in the fall. So,
okay. Yeah. Right on. Well, dude, it's been really great having you on the phone this morning. And
we're excited for the new song.
We
and then,
are.
Of course, the upcoming album, which will keep everybody updated as we get closer to its release.
Fantastic. Well, hang on for us just a second, okay?
All right.
There you've got Cannon. This is brand new stuff from him. It's called Take It All Away.
And I would suggest check out RadioU.TV. We've got tons of music videos from him.
We do, actually.
And I know he didn't really go into it, but he's got a lot, like last year and stuff, a lot of things that he has gone through. So it's worth kind of looking a little bit more into Cannon to kind of see, like, when he was talking about for the new album, like, you know, lyrically and stuff and coming out of some things and kind of putting that all into songs. It's worth looking into to see, man, he's got quite a story.
Yeah, dude, he has had a rough couple of years, but it's exciting to hear him back doing music. And mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of the project.